your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Speaking of Sigal Chadha, the candidate for Attorney General will join us in just a couple minutes. At 2:35, we'll be joined by Dr. Fred Simon. He's a Republican candidate for governor, one of 15. Something's got to give tonight. There might be a surprise. In a low turnout election, there might be a surprise waiting for us tonight. And it might be Dr. Fred Simon. You just don't know. We'll get a chance to visit with Dr. Fred Simon coming up about 2:30. And then don't forget, 2:50, 10 till 3. 10 minutes until Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I got a $50 gas card. Plus a basic oil change at Meineke. Ready to give away. And we'll do that about 50 minutes from right now. Yeah. No, we're going to do that. And by the way, we're going to give away another gas card tomorrow and another gas card the day after that. And we're going to do it all month. That's what I'm being told. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It's Election Day all across our state. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth, and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden told the largest federation of labor unions on Tuesday that he's working to rebuild the U.S. economy around workers. Speaking to the AFL-CIO, President Biden argued that his economic policies are working, even though food and gas prices are high.
Jobs are back. but prices are still too high. COVID is down, but gas prices are up. Our work isn't done.
But Tennessee Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger says President Biden should take the blame for high inflation.
The sad truth is that the President Biden's irresponsible and expensive policies, American families are paying more for so much less. And this summer, we're on track to experience the worst inflation in 40 years.
President Biden's approval ratings have slid as consumer prices and the cost of gasoline have surged. President Biden plans to visit Saudi Arabia next month as part of a larger trip to the Mideast.
After the 2018 killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi, Joe Biden pledged that the Saudis would pay a price. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is committed to raising human rights concerns with other world leaders.
We're not overlooking any conduct that happened before the president took office.
Announcement of the mid-July trip to the oil-rich kingdom comes as Americans deal with skyrocketing prices at the gas pump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Much of the Midwest and a swath of the South are facing a potentially dangerous and deadly heat wave, with temperatures that could reach record highs in some places and combined with humidity to make it feel like it's 100 degrees or hotter. More than 100 million people are expected to be affected by midweek. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 151 points, the Nasdaq rose 19, the S&P 500 declined 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next Lieutenant Governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
It's 204 at this. Here's your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Today is officially primary election day in Nevada, but more than 18% of voters have already cast their ballots in early voting. The Nevada Secretary of State's office reports more than 331,000 people early voted or by mail as of this past Friday. That was the final day of early voting. In Clark County, early voter turnout was pegged at 15.2%. Numbers indicate Republicans favor in-person early voting, while Democrats like using mail-in ballots. With Clark County once again reaching high levels of COVID-19 cases, Nellis Air Force Base and Red Rock Canyon Visitor Center are requiring indoor mask wearing regardless of vaccination status. UNLV is also recommending students and staff to wear masks in public indoor spaces, but is not mandating it. The CDC raised Clark County's COVID-19 designation from moderate to high this past Thursday due to its increased case rate and hospitalizations. Local health officials say case numbers are increasing as Omicron variants are better able to avoid those antibodies, while protection from vaccination and prior infection wanes.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I'm observing what's going on out there on the area freeways with our traffic cams here in the KMZQ studios, and it's looking pretty good. No major issues on the 95, Interstate 11, or on Interstate 15. You'll tap the brakes at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15. Interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local on Election Day, Tuesday, June 14th. We've been pointing to June 14th for about a year and a half, and these candidates have been running for like 17, 18, 19 months. And I got to tell you, it all comes to a close tonight with election night. And joining us for a closing argument, so to speak, Sigal Chadha, the Republican candidate for Attorney General, who joins us. Sigal, how you doing? How you feeling?
Hi, Kevin. How are you? Thank you for having me on today. That's awesome.
Well, let me ask you, how are you feeling about the race? This is D-Day.
This is D-Day. This is, you know, like it's like submitting, a trial to a jury, and now we're just waiting for the jury to come back with a verdict.
Let me ask you, you've worked really, really hard, and again, running statewide is no easy task. Can you talk about what you learned through the 17, 18 months of you running for office?
You know, first of all, what I learned is the most important part is that, you know, we've got the most beautiful state from a geographical perspective. Topography. I mean, I fell in love with Nevada like I never thought that I would. I fell in love with the rurals. I fell in love with the people. Living in Las Vegas my whole life, I didn't know that this existed. And it's just, it truly is a love story of me and Nevada.
Let me ask you, This is a race that has gotten a little nasty. Can you talk a little bit about what it is that is going to set you apart from your opponents in this race?
You know, well, it is very nasty. And, you know, one thing that I was never prepared for, even being in an adversarial profession like the law and doing trials for 20 years, nothing prepared me for having an adversary that has spent her whole campaign, instead of running on merit, just annihilating me in the court of public opinion, all based on lies. Thankfully, I'm in a profession that, judges that I am in front of and colleagues know how preposterous these allegations are. But I have to tell you that it is absolutely, it's been a disenchanting experience to have to deal with that, especially coming from a profession that, you know, our whole profession is based on evidence and merit, and to see that happen is disgusting. She ran a despicable campaign.
And you are talking about?
Tisha Black.
Okay. Just want to make sure we were all on the same page there. Let me just ask you, in the legal profession, you've got the Bar Association. If somebody steps out of line, the Bar Association whacks them over the head and fines them and suspends them and all of that stuff. Do we need that for politics?
I think so. I think, unfortunately, Nevada's anti-SLAPP laws aren't strong enough to really curb behavior like this, even in politics, unfortunately, because our anti-SLAPP laws are so flimsy. My opponent has been able to get away with that. You know, it's a travesty. It really is.
Let me just ask you, you've been to all 17 counties, I'm assuming, and tell me what the electorate is feeling and thinking on this election day. I know we had a lot of undecideds even up to a couple of weeks ago. Haven't seen any polling since, but there was a lot of undecideds. Can you talk a little bit about what you've heard from voters?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the American family and the Nevada family share the same common denominator. What they care about, you know, at the end of the day, can they feed their children? Can they put gas in their cars? Can they make decisions for their family members? And that's been a consistent part of the campaign. And I think it's consistent in all campaigns across the board. Parents want to be able to control what their children study in school. People want to worship their religions without government interference. People want public safety. They're sick of crime. They're sick of drugs. And that's what I'm seeing from the Republican side. So that's really, it's consistent across the board.
I know that you have spent a lot of time in your campaign talking about your campaign, your beliefs. One of the things that I tell all the candidates is that this is not just about Sigal Chatta. This is about why Aaron Ford, we can't afford another term of Aaron Ford. We just can't. Can you talk about what Aaron Ford has done right and what he's done wrong?
Well, one of the most egregious things that I think that Aaron Ford has done with the Attorney General's office is he's basically placed it for sale and shut out the public from any transparency on what's going on in our government. And it's shameful. It really is. You know, politicians forget that they work for the people, and the people are entitled to know what is going on behind closed doors. And I think he's been very shameful, and he has sold the AG's office. And my greatest fear with my opponent is that she would sell the AG's office to lobbyists and consultants. And that is the greatest distinction between her and I, is that I don't bend. There's non-negotiables. I'm going to be elected by the people, and I will serve the people for 4 years.
Let me just ask you, the integrity of the vote is so vitally important, and so many of us are afraid that we're going to be waiting 3 and 4 and 5 and 8 days for a decision on some of these tight races. Yours might be one of them. Can you give me your sense of the state of our electioneering, and do you think we will have a free and fair election?
I do think that we have a free and fair election. Unfortunately, you know, the minute if you start questioning the election process, you've lost faith in this country. And I'm not at that point. I believe that we have fair elections. Unfortunately, the mechanism of AB 321 and what it allows for mail-in ballots to be counted up to 3 days after they come in is, look, I mean, it's a degeneracy of the election system, but it doesn't reach the point where I doubt election integrity.
Well, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that do, and I'm just telling you, I fear what happened in Pennsylvania, where it took them what 3 weeks to figure out who won the U.S. Senate primary. That same sort of stuff is going to be happening here. I hope tomorrow morning we know who the winners and the losers are. What is your final message to those that may be saying, hey, I'm going to vote here in another hour or 2 hours, and I've been undecided about the AG's race? Can you give me 90 seconds or 2 minutes on your pitch on why you would be a great attorney general?
Absolutely. If you want a constitutional candidate who's fought for every amendment in the Constitution, whether it's the first, fourth, fifth, sixth, I believe in the Constitution. I don't cherry pick which amendments I will protect. I will protect the right to carry. I believe in the Second Amendment. If you want clear transparency in government, I'm the AG candidate that will ensure that that will happen. You have to vote for your rights. You have to vote against government corruption. I will root out the government corruption in this state. And that's what makes me the more formidable opponent in this race.
And let me ask you, do you get a BDR, a bill draft request? Do you get those as an attorney general?
Yes, you do.
And what will your first one be? I'm just curious.
My first one will be mandatory minimums on felons in possession of a firearm and prohibited possessors. My second will be the curriculum transparency legislation, so our parents know exactly what's being taught in those schools. Those are the top two BDRs that I will promote.
And for those that don't know, the constitutional officers all get, I think it's five BDRs, bill draft requests, that they can submit to the legislature, and it's kind of their work. I think that's vitally important that you have stuff like that ready to go on day one. It has been so wonderful working with you. Best of luck tonight, and we will talk again soon, I'm pretty sure.
Thank you so much, Kevin, and enjoy the rest of the evening and go out and vote.
There you go. Make sure you get there. Make sure you get out and vote. Don't be left out. Sigal Chatta joining us, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walsh Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ. His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NMLS64.
Gunners America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by. But if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
My mom's business is closing after 10 years and she doesn't know what to do.
My dad said he's not going to vote this year.
My parents say they might leave Nevada.
We all have questions. I'm bringing solutions for today and for generations to come.
I'm Christopher Dare. I approve this message.
This advertisement was paid for and approved by Friends of Christopher Dare.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up at 2:50, about 30 minutes from now, we'll be giving away another $50 gas card. And a basic oil change from Meineke. And the winner today and all the daily winners this week will go into the hopper for Friday's big grand prize, which is a $100 gift card. Yeah. It's very, very cool. One of the interesting things that it's just bubbled up in the last last week or so. And that is all the talk of Joe Biden being a one-term president. That he might not run again. The party may dump him overboard. This was Bret Baier last night talking of Joe Biden being a one-term president. Seems to be growing not among Republicans, but among Democrats. This was Bret Baier yesterday on Fox News Channel.
This is not any more just whispers behind the scenes in Democratic circles. These are people on the record, more and more of them, Democratic National Committee members. David Axelrod weighing in, saying, you know, he's going to be closer to 90 than 80 at the end of a second term, which is a major issue in his words. And so you're not seeing just one article, you're seeing multiple articles, and that tells you that this angst inside the Democratic Party is real. I think you're going to see more of that as you get closer to the midterms, and if the midterms go as expected, if the election were held today, Republicans would pick up big, there may be more of a thought about what 24 looks like inside the Democratic Party.
Well, Brett, Jackie here, you know, the midterms are still, you know, they're around the corner, but they're still a little ways off. And to have someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying what she said doesn't bode well for Biden. I want to play you a soundbite from her real quick.
I think if the president has a vision, then that's something certainly we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes. Right now, we need to focus on winning a majority instead of a presidential election.
Something to entertain when the time comes? That's pretty harsh. And then how do they get anything done in the meantime? Yeah. They're still in power.
That's not a yes for endorsement. No. And it's pretty far from one if you're talking about a sitting president of your party. So you have real issues bubbling up publicly. Now, obviously, these Democrats are being asked about those because these articles are popping up from anonymous sources and, as I mentioned, named sources. So I think there is going to be